Hello, we're Real Life Lovers. I'm Diana.
And I'm Murph.
And you're listening to Ménage à Trois Radio, where we discuss your hearts and your parts.
Holy hell, do we ever. We also invite a third party to join us in the sack. We'll be chatting about sex, relationships, and every goddamn thing in between.
That's right, lover. How are you?
Doing good. How you doing?
You've been looking very handsome to me. I think it's distance makes the heart grow fonder.
Yes, you were in the Sin City.
I was in Las Vegas with my mom and my sister, which is a very weird party, but it was fun.
It's a threesome.
It was a wild threesome.
Yes, an incestuous wild threesome.
Oh, it was a very. We took my mom to the show that we thought was like acrobatic, and then it was more like burlesque. And I just like watched my mom watch a woman strip inside a balloon, just stuff like that.
Yeah, just you know, show.
Family
show
bonding.
Did you gals go to the bunny ranch?
No, we did not.
I think you missed out.
Okay. Wow.
There's a little plug for the ranch before we even get started. Is that the voice of Dennis Hoff, founder of the Bunny Ranch?
Oh, geez. Speaking of sexy voices, you know this talented, funny, and handsome gentleman? He's a comedian, actor, and fellow podcaster by way of Ohio.
You've seen him on stage at the UCB Theater. He's a freelance writer for Funny or Die, also has written for College Humor and Splitsider. You've heard him definitely co-hosting his podcast, Black Men Can't Jump in Hollywood. We are rock hard to welcome James III.
Wow. That's the greatest intro I think I've ever
done. Yes. Nailed it.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank you.
It took us hours. Just kidding.
It's easier
when someone has, like, a nice website like you.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
I worked really hard. Thank you for going to it.
Yes.
Did you build it? It looks great.
Well, it's from a Squarespace.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah,
so. But you get to put your own fingerprint on that.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I looked at all those templates and picked the one that I wanted.
I looked at least four templates.
Yeah.
Yep.
Amazing. Well, we like to wine and dine here.
Yeah, we try to be a real classy program. And,
we are.
James was looking for some hard root beer.
Yes, either
Coke or hard root beer.
Coke or hard root beer.
We're going to go with the hard.
Yeah.
There's no hard Coke.
No.
There's no, yeah, they don't have that.
Nope.
But they should, right?
No.
I mean,
hey,
it's like a Jack and Coke.
Yeah, exactly. Just do it, you know, cut out the middleman.
Yes, Coca-Cola.
You can also just fill your bathtub with Coke and then leave it there for a long time.
Fermented?
Does that happen?
I don't know. It seems like something people do somewhere.
I'm going to try that.
I bet you would chip the paint off your bathtub.
Oh, yeah, because it's like that thing in the science fair when you drip Coke onto a tooth and it burns through it.
No.
Makes you realize.
All right, well.
This
is why my dentist bill is what it is.
Oh, man. Well, this is actually great. We got the Coney Island hard root beer.
And it's so good.
Quite enjoying myself.
Yeah, so good.
Mm-hmm. It's like getting drunk and having a little dessert.
Yeah, it's booze with your dessert.
Exactly.
Yeah. Which is what we all strive for.
I do. Diabetes and alcoholism.
Mm-hmm. Hard root beer floats are really good.
Ooh.
Yeah, if you haven't tried, yeah, do it.
Interesting.
I love that idea.
Do you go classic vanilla?
Yeah, vanilla and
the hard root beer.
And the hard root beer.
Ooh.
It's very good.
Now I want that.
Yeah, you should. Everyone should do it.
Yeah. So, James, tell us, are you single?
No, I'm in a relationship.
You are?
Yeah.
Taken.
Lovely lady.
Taken, everybody.
Yes. Taken. We've been together for a long time.
That's great.
Yeah.
Congrats.
Thank you.
And did you meet in New York?
Yeah, we did. In school. In undergrad. We were doing a play.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, that's a good way to meet.
Yeah. Blossom.
We were playing romantic. We were opposite each other.
The story writes itself.
Yes. Yeah. It works so well. You're like, let's stop playing make-believe. Let's make this happen.
Yeah. You're like, I have a play in my pants.
That's what I said.
That was,
and then now here we are.
Oh, my gosh.
That line.
40 years later.
Yeah.
That works.
It does. Only if those other circumstances are also, you know what I mean? The dominoes have to all be stacked for that line to be perfect.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Don't shout that out a car window, Haas.
Yeah. Don't say, I have a long play for you.
No.
Yeah, you can't just say that.
No. Also, when they find out the puppet show that you've got in your pants, Haas,
yeah,
I feel like they've been lied to.
The sad acorn.
Hey.
Oh, yeah. Haas was
How
in
dare you.
In line at 7-Eleven, the sad acorn, and there was just a man in line just purchasing a beer with his dick just out.
What?
Not even in a sexual way.
Oh, I don't like this.
Apparently he was just so sad and drunk that he like forgot to put it away.
Oh no.
And it was an acorn. It was shaped
like
an acorn.
It was a very not looking good-looking dick.
Right, it's just like a dick, you know.
It's a 7-Eleven line dick.
7-Eleven line dick. Not ready for, you know, whatever.
No. I'm not talking about a Wawa dick. We're talking about 7-Eleven.
Oh, wow.
No, those Wawa, those hoagies.
Those hoagie dicks. Jeez.
Touchscreen.
Where's the closest Wawa?
Pennsylvania or New Jersey. There's one right over the bridge in Jersey, I believe.
Interesting. I'm going to get a ticket. What? That just sounds like I was from like the 40s.
Yep. I get a ticket to Over the Bridge.
Do you have a good segue to go to Sexy Science?
Nope, so let's just slide on over to Sexy Science.
What do we do here, lover?
Well, we rip articles from the headlines. These are topical matters of the hearts and parts.
Mm-hmm.
This one, some hot
from the headlines.
Some hot goss from Munchies. The title of this one is Getting Boners from Eating Boa Constrictors, Sex Plus Food.
My anaconda don't want none unless you got buns, hun.
If you put 100 lists together of songs to play for this, that would be on everyone's list.
It has to.
That's like Family Feud. Show me
anaconda.
And
there it is. So there's a new aphrodisiac on the block, and it's a big old snake.
Yes, that's right, Diana. The Chinese have nailed 8 delectable boa constrictor-based dinner courses that'll have your organs standing at attention.
Most Chinese restaurants don't list the large serpent on the menu, so you need to ask for it specifically. Just say, my penis is limp, so I'd like to order the boa constrictor tasting menu, and I can pay you whatever. That's what I gleaned from the video I watched.
Okay, you have to say your penis is limp.
I think that they know, though. It's like a vitality food.
That's how they're marketing it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay.
I don't know if you have to actually say it aloud, but...
Does it work? I mean, I don't know. Does it work? Does it make you have a super penis if you're like, my penis is not limp, it's actually hard right now?
Yeah. What'll happen if I eat it now? Explode through the table.
Well, this chef who was in Chinatown in Los Angeles was saying that it's good for like basic vitality, which helps, and then also getting erections and then also maintaining erections.
Oh.
But they basically get a boa constrictor, which I'm not sure if that's legal. I'm not sure if they're like one of those animals that
endangered.
You're allowed to just eat.
Mm-hmm.
But they throw it in the fridge still alive because that keeps it chill. I mean, no pun intended. Like the snake doesn't get as mean because it gets very tired.
That keeps it chill. The snake calms down.
The snake chills out.
Chilled snake.
And then they yank it out of the fridge and it's still alive, but it's like calm because it's so cold. And then they chop its head off, but it keeps moving for like 8 hours.
24 hours.
24 hours. We watched a video on it. Wow. So I'm like excited to share.
And if you want to get aroused, do not watch the video of it because it's less aroused. I feel like you just eat the soup and then you're on your way. But
we
if you have to see the behind the scenes.
Yeah, no, I couldn't imagine watching a snake, especially like see the live snake go into the fridge and then know that it's like going to be alive when it comes out, you know.
It's so mean to put it in the fridge, I think.
Yeah.
But anyway, the idea is that because you're like eating it while the like muscles are still contracting, as horrific as that may sound, that you're capturing its vitality.
Right.
Like it's not just meat that's been sitting around.
Yeah.
So they're like, you get the power of the snake. The
freshest.
What does it taste? Did they talk about what it tastes like?
I mean, they did it. They did boa constrictor 8 ways. So it sounds like it can taste like a bunch
like
of stuff.
Eight different.
Yeah.
But the end, they eat the gallbladder and everyone was like puking. Like that did not look tasty.
Hmm. Probably tastes in that Viagra drip when you crush it up and snort some Viagra.
You snort Viagra?
I mean, you can. That drip tastes like shit. Probably tastes like a gallbladder of a snake, if I had to guess.
Oh, my goodness. I want to do it just because it sounds interesting.
Yeah, is it expensive?
Probably, because I feel like it's kind of rare.
Yeah.
But even, like, it wasn't just for men. Like, the women who were having the meal said they just felt, like, a rush of energy. Guys, is boa constrictor in our future?
I mean, let's get one on the table.
Let's do it.
Pause, get to the fridge.
Bring in the snake.
Okay, all right, I'll grab it.
I'm ready.
Yeah, just skinning it is a process, too. It's just a long, strong animal. It's
you
one
skin
big
it
muscle.
First.
Yeah, you got to peel all
it
the skin
so
off.
This is horrible. This sounds horrible.
It
like
is.
The It's like the snake is tortured in so many different ways.
Yep.
But the head comes off before
but
that.
The head comes off.
But it lives somehow.
Yeah,
it's moving
still
around.
Moving.
Like the headless
was
snake
biting.
Was...
So the head
bite.
Is moving too,
and
the body's
the body.
Moving. Yeah,
and
that's like that's definitely torture.
Does that make you get hard?
No, not at that. Not at all.
That's like at the old school beheadings, and the head just winks at you when it comes off, and then everyone is just turned off. No one's getting off.
Well,
on
the
that.
Guy had to put the head into like a sack because he was like, "We don't want it to bite anyone," and they're like, "But it's dead."
It's decapitated, but
it
can still
there
nip.
It is still moving.
Ooh.
I guess if you translate that to like your penis being dead, it could still bite.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. If you, but no, that's happened, right? When people's penises have been chopped off. They're like, we got to get it. We got to save it.
Put it
rush
in the sack.
This person to,
oh,
the,
yeah.
to
yes.
the, you know, try to put it back on, right?
Yes.
He did. Bob it, right?
Yeah.
Didn't he get his dick back?
He was one of the first famous reattachments, I believe.
Yeah.
Because it was thrown out of a car window.
Yeah. Lorena was not pleased.
No. Not pleased to say the least. Yeah, what about, well, oysters, you know, there's other foods that are
consumed
animals that are considered
live.
And squid, I heard, or like,
I think
or octopus, like you can feel the tentacle still, like,
what?
Yeah.
Still suckling after
you.
I want to eat everything. Like, I know that grosses people out, but like, I want to eat every weird thing I can eat. I've never had a snake, I don't think.
I'm afraid of eating most things. Like, my appetite is very, like, all right, is it a burger? Is it a pizza? I'm done. Like,
yeah.
That's the list.
Maybe, like, a boa constrictor burger?
If you didn't tell me.
Yeah.
And I, like,
some
ate it, I was like, oh, this
that?
Is so good. You know what I mean? Then, yeah.
See, Diana, I feel similarly, but I'm more like, I want to eat all different kinds of baby animals.
Oh, the veals.
That sounds all kinds of baby animals.
Like a baby snake?
You don't need to
a
phrase
baby
it that
snake.
Way.
A baby whale.
A baby whale.
Mm.
A baby panda.
Veal is the only baby food that I know, though. Are there other baby foods?
Lamb. Lamb, right?
Lamb.
Isn't that
but
a
that's
baby.
That's veal. Right?
Veal, that is veal.
No, that's just sheep.
Oh, excuse me.
No, veal's baby
know your
cow.
Veal, I guess.
Veal's baby cow, lamb's baby sheep.
Okay.
But what's weird is most people eat the baby with sheep. No one eats old, like, sheep.
Old battering rams?
Bro.
That's like mutton. That's like old world food. Like, I feel like most people eat lamb.
Yeah. Mm. Fresh.
Eggs, you could say, are a baby.
Oh, there we go.
Well,
eggs.
Four kinds of eggs.
That's the babiest of foods, and I eat that for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
pro
that's like
choice.
All I eat.
Yes.
Pro choice.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, it's not. Yeah, you could argue it's not a baby because it was never fertilized.
You could.
You could argue that.
But then we're on a whole nother podcast.
Yeah.
Oh, my
gosh.
People are, like, bombing farms.
Mm-hmm.
It's so political.
Well, snakes abound. I had gator once.
I had gator jerky.
Tough meat gator, yeah.
Oh, man.
I had a gator just on a stick.
The most...
A whole gator?
Just a big whole alligator.
The most exotic thing I've ever had is I'm going to say it wrong, but foie gras.
Yeah.
But I had, before eating it, it was like given to me for... It was like, this is the specialty of the night. So it was like free, a part of... I would have never ordered it because I had seen like a video about how horrible it is.
Yeah.
But then it was like, it was there and I was like, well, this has already happened.
Yeah.
I feel like I have to eat it. And I hated it. It was terrible.
I love foie gras.
Do you love it?
I don't care for it.
It's very bitter.
Yes.
I like a lot of foods that people find disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
So I think my palate is just like weird.
You like the deep sea and the earthly creatures,
fishy,
the mineral.
Earthy things that taste like dirt.
Mm-hmm.
I've
seen you
enjoy.
Eat dirt and grass.
Oh.
That's how I feel about fur, though, what you just said. If I get, like, a vintage fur, I'm like, this died 100 years ago.
Yeah.
I can't feel bad about it.
Yeah.
The soul is long gone.
The soul is inside me.
Mm-hmm. That's why you eat boa and you wear minx and you get all the vitality you need.
The soul of the snake. The soul of the mink. All right.
Well,
we got to try that meal.
Yeah. Next time when we wine and dine, we should also dine on boa.
We'll get you boa next time.
Okay.
Yes.
Cool.
This is a million-dollar podcast.
Yep. We fly in fresh boa.
Yeah, we're all sitting on gold chairs right now.
Thank you for noticing.
There's platinum walls. And
so
it's
shiny.
Yeah, crystal windows.
And the listeners will never see it, but they know it's there.
Yeah.
I think they
feel
the
it.
Luxury like coming through their headphones.
Oh, yeah,
mm-hmm.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what do you say we hop on over to Listener Love?
Oh, yes, please.
Listen, a mailbag.
James, people tweet at us. They email us. We're not great at giving advice, but they want advice. So we hope you can help us.
I'll do what I can.
All right.
Hearts and parts. Broken hearts and broken parts.
Mm-hmm.
Haas, who do we have first?
Let's mend.
Well, our first question is from Cobb in Portland via our Facebook, Menage a Trois Radio. She says, I literally cannot have sex without falling in love with the person immediately afterwards. Why, God? Why?
Well,
I'm that way too.
Ooh.
I'm that way too, and so this sucks for us. Cobb, was it Cobb?
Yes, Cobb.
This really sucks for us.
Well, it could be nice too.
It's not. It's nice in that. It's nice in that you're like, oh, I guess I want to only be connected, you know, like forever. Yeah. But it's not nice if you're like, I want to party. You know what I mean? Like if you're like, I want to have different experiences.
Right.
It's not nice for that.
No. And it's also, you know, you're gambling a little bit because, you know, if every one night stand that you've had, I don't know what kind of sexual habits Cobb has, but if you're having enough sex, it's dangerous to fall in love with that many people.
Right, yeah.
You know?
Oh, my God, your heart could explode.
Yeah.
So much love. It's filled with way too much love.
I feel like I'm more that way than I'm not, though, but I don't think it's that when I bone someone that I love them. I think it's that I
love them before boning.
Well, that I'm, like, picky about who I bone, so it usually ends up, like, strengthening the bond rather than just being, like, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying I haven't had my dalliances, but I think most people that I'm, like, get intimate with, I, like, already care about.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think it's that big of a deal. It is hard, though. I think that it's good for people who are like, don't hump me and dump me. And you're like, oh, I would never.
Yes.
Right, yeah. That will literally never happen.
I'm moving in.
Yes, yeah. I will do the opposite.
Is the question, though, why? How are we helping?
How do we answer?
Why? I don't know.
Is there advice? Like, is there any way to snap out of this?
Yeah, I don't know if it's a negative thing. I guess if you're looking to party, like you said, then maybe it's an issue.
I got this. All right.
Okay. Here we go.
So what you do is you just keep making mistakes, right? Date bad people.
This is terrible advice.
Break yourself down. And
that's
then
the
we'll have
advice.
And what will happen is after you come, you won't even want to be in a room with somebody.
Oh, wow.
Sounds
healthy.
But what if you know? Because then what if you fall in love with that person and they're terrible, right? Like, you know, you can't, because the idea is that, the idea that Cobb is saying is that, like, Cobb has sex and then immediately is in love, right? Has sex and then is immediately in love. So maybe it's like, maybe, Cobb, think about, like, maybe that feeling isn't necessarily love if it's only happening after sex.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you are enamored by that momentary connection that you had, you know? And maybe you can maybe think about it scientifically, like, this is an act that feels good to me right now.
Yes,
you know?
Get down to the biology.
Right? Yeah.
And, or, Cobb, you could wear a shock collar and train yourself.
God. Oh, my.
Pause.
Yeah?
I think James was nailing that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, I just added my 2 cents.
Yeah. Was it that much? Was it 2 full cents?
Maybe half a cent.
Yeah, that was just a chipped off corner of a
Canadian penny.
All right. Well,
that
Cobb.
That's great advice.
Yeah, I try.
One for one. Yeah. Oz, who else do we have?
Our second inquiry is from Garth. On the A train last week.
Oh, yeah, I remember Garth.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Garth asked.
This was overheard.
Why does it take me an hour to piss after sex? Isn't that too long for a piss?
I don't know.
What?
Is that a thing?
A 1 hour piss? I mean, if you're being literal, yes, too long.
Is it because you wait for your boner to subside?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think since it's the, you know, it's the tubes, all those tubes are interconnected somewhat. It's difficult to urinate and ejaculate. I think it's almost biologically
impossible. It's impossible. Right. They both come through the urethra.
Yes.
Yeah.
Urethra is just a
one track.
It's not that 4-lane cruiser highway. So, yeah, sometimes it takes a little while after.
Known as the female anatomy.
I mean, I don't know. I feel like, it's, you know, pee after sex, do that. But also, like, maybe you're not drinking enough liquids, you know, like,
are you dehydrated?
You're dehydrated. You can't pee at that moment, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you timing it? Like, just give it some time. Like, let nature do its thing.
Yeah. The moment you start clocking it is when it gets in your mind.
Right.
Yep. Yeah, I think the more you worry about stuff like that, you can give yourself, like, some sort of, like, what's it called?
Complex?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or if you are truly worried, we say this a lot, we're not doctors.
No, yeah, we get half of our questions are medically based, and we are not urologists. So see someone if you think there's a real issue.
Definitely do that.
We're not even sure about the tubes.
No. We don't even know which tubes go where.
Yeah,
one's white, one's yellow comes out. That's the extent of my knowledge.
Yep. That was a beautiful poem about the penis.
One's white, one's yellow, and when it's red, means stop. Uh-oh. Go to the doctor.
Or green.
Yeah.
Or green. Mm. Ooh, green.
Hey, good luck, Garth. I don't know if we helped that guy.
I'll say we're one for two. I mean, 500 average is certainly Not bad.
No, it's good.
Oz, who else do we have?
Well, lastly, Leo. Oh, fuck. Leo.
What?
In Queens.
Leo?
Yeah, Leo. Leo. From Queens tweeted at us at Minaj Radio L Wonders. Ever jerk off to Instagram?
Is that a question?
Is this a question? Have you ever jerked off to Instagram?
Yeah.
I have not.
Facebook.
I mean, if I have to be honest, yes, I have.
Really? Instagram?
I guess the point is to be honest. Yes. Yeah, there's some people who are hot on Instagram.
There's some hot
like
accounts.
Rihanna?
There's some hot, not Rihanna specifically.
Marf likes Rihanna's account.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's got a good Instagram. I've never jerked off.
I need
off
to follow.
To her, but
I just mean she's like half naked and
smoking
weed.
It's
fun.
It's the fantasy. Yeah. You put yourself there.
It's yeah.
Fun. Yeah.
I'm about Vine.
Comes
well,
quick.
I'm sorry. No, Vine is going away. So I'm sorry that you're losing that.
You're losing your main source of masturbatory pleasure.
I think you can download, right? Isn't that what they're offering? You can still.
But Haas, if you're stashing Vines on your hard drive,
I mean,
yeah,
cool.
I think you can do better.
How many loops does it usually take you? I mean, can you in 6 seconds punch one out?
No, I watch compilation videos.
Oh, okay.
All right.
The Vines.
All right.
But yeah, like, you know.
I didn't know that there were. I didn't know there were hot Vines. I didn't get onto Vine at all. Like,
yeah.
I didn't look at any Vine. I didn't know that Vines.
I thought they were more silly than
Yeah, I thought
sexy.
They were like, are they like, is there like a whole subworld of
There's
hot
a
Vines?
Whole Probably. Explicit Vine.
Oh, man, I missed it.
We missed,
missed out on that.
Murph did a character on Vine called Brooklyn Madman.
I did.
It was very funny, but I don't know how many people jerked off to it.
No one.
We should, no. I mean, anybody out there?
Hey, anyone? If anyone has ever jerked off to a Brooklyn Madman Vine,
tweet at us
please
at
tweet
Menage
us.
Radio.
Yes.
We'd love to hear about it.
I would. Yeah, Facebook is what I was going to say.
Facebook.
Facebook.
But that's jerking off to people you know, which is what's interesting. That's where it gets a little
Facebook
a little,
feels like dads peeper. Jerk off to.
Dad, quit jerking off my Facebook account.
No, but it feels
get
like,
off.
Yeah, like he's like, oh, Carol at the PTA meeting at a low-cut cardigan. I don't know, Facebook all of a sudden seems like old school to me, which means that
it was,
like
it was
really
old.
But it's trying to be young still, right?
I think it's making another round.
Yeah,
when I first got
Friendster?
On. Friendster.
Anyone jerking off to Friendster?
Who's posting those beach photos on Friendster?
Wait, what were you saying about first getting on?
Well, I think I
first
was
getting off.
First getting off.
Oh, yeah.
I was wising up to it as kind of a too voyeuristic. I felt when it first came out, I didn't have a computer
you
for
have
a while.
All this access.
I was older when
beach
and all of a sudden
photos.
That's what I was saying. People would post stuff that would be You're just kind of like, oh, this is sexy, and I know this person, or maybe even dated them briefly, or I worked with them, or I just know them.
Yeah.
And then you're just like, that's questionable, I think.
Yeah, man.
But then again, I don't know.
It's a dangerous game.
I'm regretting diving into it.
It's
interesting.
True. I think a lot of people probably do that.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, but it's also like because there are levels to how, to how clothed someone is willing to be on Facebook, I often wonder, I'm like, are they like, this is for your spank bank? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, are they thinking that?
The people, I mean, the duck lips and the cleavage, like, there are poses known for trying to be sexy.
Exactly.
Like, there's no way people are completely unaware.
Right.
You know when you look good.
You know.
Yeah. I also don't think you should feel bad about it, because it's just technology.
Right.
I think in the old days, you'd be like, oh, I had this one photo of this hot girl from a party I jerked off to for 5 years.
Yeah.
You know, that you like.
Right,
you
that you just had.
No. But I just mean you jerk off to what you can find. And
yes.
This just makes it so easy that you feel guilty about how easy it is.
Exactly. Yeah. I think you do. I think it's that, it's the, what's the in Black Mirror, the.
The grain,
yes, because it is kind of just your spank bank might be some
just recording
memory of a party or a brief hookup or something.
Yeah,
but
if
you now just were flooded with a bunch of photos of it,
there's that picture from that party.
Remember that night?
Right?
Yeah. And you're like, yes.
Yeah, you remember it fondly. I don't look at stuff to jerk off, so I don't know about it.
Yeah, you have a great imagination when it comes to rubbing out.
That's awesome.
Well, yeah, I'm like, I can't sleep. I'll rub one out.
The old
imagination
ambient.
Goes wild. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. The idea of jerking off to Facebook is really funny. Oh, men.
Oh, men.
We love our social medias.
Oh, we are at answering Instagram.
Yes.
Yeah, people jerk off to social media.
That also was an advice. That was just a question.
That was just a
cool,
statement.
cool.
So we'll count
our
that.
Our listeners really run the gamut
yeah.
between like very bright and
Just
like, what's up? What's going on?
Yeah. Just like, hey, guys.
Cool. Yeah.
We love them.
Do
all.
You, do you, well, to this, that question, that yes. person, do you jerk off to Instagram
that
or
is.
Other social media outlets? And are you just trying to figure out if it's an okay thing to do?
Yeah.
Because Anna said that's just the internet. So, like, do you?
Yeah.
I mean, right?
I think so, too.
When you're home, yeah, in the privacy of your own home, and then the World Wide Web on top of it.
Yeah, I think as long as it's something that people put out there,
yeah.
it's free. It's, like, public.
Yeah.
I think when it gets tricky is, like, when people get photos, like,
leaked
or something.
That's
a,
right, yeah.
That's
then
a no,
there
yeah.
might
no,
be a little that's... more guilt with enjoying those.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Although I'm sure people do.
Yeah. Well, the celebrity fuck tapes.
Oh, my yeah. God. Can't you get know? Enough.
Those are everywhere.
They're all over the place.
We have DVDs all over our house.
All over the place.
The extended, the director's cut of the Pam and Tommy.
Pam and Tommy. That one's always weird to me because you just know they have hepatitis.
Yeah, they're just trading.
That's just
trading
the thought
disease.
That you have
yeah,
when
I
you're
can't
watching.
I can't enjoy like, that because I'm like, they're just spreading disease to
you're like,
each
can
other.
I get it from the yeah. other side of the screen?
Yeah, if I hump the couch and watch this, will I get hepatitis C? I don't know.
That's
anyway.
One of the first big ones of
sex
our generation.
Sex tape yeah. or Hep C? Yeah.
Well, like, the big well, Hep C outbreak. Of
Vivid just makes them now,
yeah.
which is crazy.
Really?
It is, yeah.
Yeah, they just make them. They're just like, can you do a sex tape?
They're like, where are you
just,
at in your career?
Well, yeah, what's that? Yeah.
Here's an amount of money.
And people just
and
say
people
yes?
just do that.
Yep.
And I think Kanye, sorry, not Kanye, but Kim, I think the Kim Ray J one was Vivid, but I'm trying to think of others. I can't think of them.
And they pretended that was leaked, but
and they were like, yeah, but
it out there.
Yeah,
yeah.
I made a lot of.
I
money
think the one night in Paris. I think the Paris Hilton one. If it wasn't Vivid,
oh,
it was one of those.
There you go.
Yeah. So
they're just
marketing
making them.
It. They're just fucking making them, which takes the magic
Wait,
away. Really.
Who's recent was?
That's played. What I was trying to think. I can't think of.
Because there's ones like I always Shh. Know there's like weird photos leaked of people like having like a nip slip, but what's
right.
the last like hardcore sex tape?
Huh. Well,
there was the Fappening.
Oh, yeah, but yeah. that wasn't sex tapes. That was
photos,
that was right? photos that were leaked.
Oh,
yeah,
right.
stolen from phones and computers.
See, that's
I think like
that's
the wrong thing.
That's yeah. the wrong.
Oh, that was awful.
Yeah, that's really bad.
Hated the
fact. That's just so wrong.
That's not right.
Has did you jerk off to that?
No.
Cool.
I don't believe you,
really
but I won't
talk.
Press you.
No, don't press on him. He'll squirt
I won't
everywhere.
Press
Well, we answered some listener questions.
Yeah.
And now
yeah.
we have some questions for our guests.
Oh,
yes,
no.
James III. This
for
is
me.
A little something called sections. They're just rapid-fire sex questions.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
You're going to learn about yourself.
I'm so
gonna...
ready.
Yeah, let's crack another one of these hard groupers.
Oh.
Here's the last two, guys. Get crazy.
Oh, there's only two.
All right.
We can share one.
Sure. I mean,
all right.
I'm like drunk.
Thank you.
All right. Six sections begins now.
If you were to make love to a piece of furniture, which one would you choose?
Oh, God. A stool.
Yeah.
What's the sexiest animal?
A flamingo.
Damn.
Who's your number one celebrity crush?
Oh, gosh. Rosario Dawson? How's that? Does that
That's
work?
Excellent.
What U.S. president would you be?
Ah, man. Probably Lincoln.
69 or 420?
Wait. What's 420?
Weed or sex?
Okay, wait. Oh, you mean weeders. I thought that was a question about what I would do to
it was
Lincoln.
A long division. Which is 69?
69. 69.
He'd be hard to 69. He's a tall drink of water.
And lastly, what song lyric would you sing to steal America's heart?
Oh, In the sway, when the moon and the stars in the sky,
I'll be there.
I'll be there.
Yes,
all
for one.
That was so good. Six sections with James III. Thank
yes.
you.
Wow.
So the old footstool.
Yeah, the old
I just went right to footstool as well.
Yeah. I like the stool because it's so like austere.
Yes.
And
yeah.
like angular
and it's a utility piece.
It is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tried and true.
It and I was thinking like a high
like a bar stool.
Yeah, yeah.
See, I went to footstool. That says something about me.
I was going like tall wooden stool.
Yeah. Yep. The old saloon stool.
Yeah.
There was this episode of Rocco's Modern Life where everyone was in love with a mop. And I feel like that mop was pretty sexy.
Yeah.
And
yes.
In that episode, the mop in Rocco's Modern Life was a sex. So that's number two.
Number two.
Stool's number one.
Close mop second, Rocco's mop.
Rocco's not like mop.
We have never gotten mop.
No, but yeah. I like it because yeah, it's slender.
You, know, you flip
hair
it over,
it
has the hair. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's very sexy.
Yeah.
Flamingo is also like a tall, leggy.
Yep.
Tall, yeah, yeah.
Necky,
yeah.
Sexy.
I have He's had going. A lot of girlfriends that have been very bird-like. Mm-hmm. As far as like just sort of if you were to describe them as an animal, yeah. You would say a bird.
Yes.
Laying eggs.
Yeah, laying. They lay eggs. Lots of feathers. They molt all the time. Carry diseases.
Hollow bones. I'm just saying what I know about birds.
You yeah. know a lot about birds. What's the one hole for everything, right?
The coaxia.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So like lovers past.
Just the one hole.
One over it all.
Yeah.
I was in Vegas recently, and we went to the Flamingo Hotel, and they have some flamingos there.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And I posted a photo of a flamingo on Instagram, and he was like, had his neck laying back on his own back.
See?
And wiggled. And my caption was, this guy can definitely S his own D. I'm not just trying to promote my Instagram, well, but I'm saying it looked sexy to me.
I jerked off to that Instagram. So.
Yeah, yeah. I think it was
such a flexible.
Cobb?
Cobb, you on that? S that on D?
Was that Cobb's question? I can't even remember now.
We'll
That's
give
just
it to
the
him.
Name I remember.
Well, yeah. It's a memorable.
Cobb's definitely jerking off. But just the flexibility and like the long, beautiful pink body.
They can
body.
Go on one leg.
Yeah.
They're very tropical.
You know what I heard about them? I don't know if this is true or not, but that they eat a certain kind of shrimp and that's what makes their
pink?
Feathers pink. Otherwise, they'd be white. They'd be like an eggshell color.
That's interesting.
Wow.
That's like hydrangea mm-hmm. are all white to start. And then depending what pH the soil is, they turn blue and purple.
Mm. Oh, cool.
Guys, nature's crazy.
Yeah, oh, it really is.
Mother Nature. Done it again.
Mother Nature.
Oh.
Well, that was a great round. Raucous yeah. round of sections.
Yeah, very much so. What do you say we get it wet, huh?
I'd like to.
Ooh, make it wet.
Yes. How about that?
All right.
Somebody's definitely punching out to that.
What do we do here, lover?
Here we take passages. The three of us are going to have a contest. Haas mm-hmm. is going to judge from his high horse. And
we take stuff that wasn't written to be sexy.
And then we put on our sultry voices and we try to make these passages as sexy as possible.
I cannot wait.
I cannot.
Yes.
Haas, what's our source material today?
Well, this week we'll be reading the closing credits from Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Wow. Sexy.
Oh, my God.
Not written to be sexy.
No.
All right.
But some of these names, I'll tell you.
We're in the court now. Burf, raise your right hand.
Mm-hmm.
Touch your penis.
Oh, okay.
And
come on.
All right, great. Well, you've got the credits now. Roll call those little sexies.
Oh, associate producer Jane Vicarilla. Unit production manager Arnie Schmidt.
Unit.
First assistant director Stephen Lim. Gaffer Dick Oakes.
Oh, wow.
Stunts Clay Boss, Kay Whipple, and Rick Lefevre. Craft service, Art Klondike Jones. Parade participants, Trisha Fastabend and the South Shore Drill Team.
Wow.
Wow.
Ooh. Ooh.
I mean.
Ooh. Going with crew as well, leaving the cast out of these credits, which I like.
I like Whipple because it sounds like nipple.
Well, Gaffer is Dick Oakes.
Yeah.
That's
Dick
a hell
Oakes.
Of a sell
That's a
name.
Big hard job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hard act to follow, but I believe I am next.
You are correct. Diana, you've got the credits. Now give these sad sacks their 15 minutes of fuck fame.
Wow.
Way to set that table.
Sad sacks.
Location assistants, Greg Pop and Tracy Cutts. Men's costume supervisor, Wingate Jones. Chief lighting technician, Melton C. Maxwell. Assistant editor, Peck Pryor.
Back.
Ooh, supervising sound editor, Lonnie Bender. Sound effects editors, Jim Cox and Hugo Wang. Extras casting by Central Casting. Ow!
Ooh.
Oh, my
wow.
goodness.
I finished twice during that.
Yeah. Mm.
Thank you.
I think I'm going to be terrible. I just want to preface that. It's a much needed. Usually disclaimers, you know, you're like, don't do that. I think you guys need to hear that. All right.
Haas will be the judge of that.
I'm going to judge this here, court. All right. So, James, I have faith in you.
Thank you.
All right. And I want you to put the genitals back on the silver screen where they belong.
All right. Mm. Twist and Shout by Burt Russell and Phil Medley, performed by the Beatles, courtesy of Capitol Records, Inc. Special thanks to the Chicago Cubs and WGN Television, color by Metro Color, Dolby Stereo in selected theaters. The persons and events in this motion picture are fictitious. Any similarity to actual persons or events is unintentional.
Ooh, whew.
Oh, dear.
There it is.
My.
There it is.
There it went.
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 Heezy, what do you think?
Dang. I'm going to have to go with James the Third.
Yes. Oh, there's no way I actually won.
Oh. No, you did.
You're just desensitized. If this is this segment in all of
yeah,
them, then you're just desensitized to
it's just that shiny new thing, Haas.
I guess so. No, I thought, you know.
No, it was tremendous. Also, we gave you the very
the hard one.
The meat and potatoes of the credits, you know, just kind of the bare bones.
Chicago Cubs, yeah, the sexiest.
The disclaimers, yeah, the yeah. Special thanks. The sexiest part of the credits, really.
You had the word unintentional.
Bringing up the rear. Also, these names, I was just kind of.
It feels fake.
It feels fake.
Somebody named Peck,
IMDb this shit. Cox, they are 100% real.
Bender, like they're all just like.
Dick Oakes.
Cuts sounds like cunts. And Pop just is weird.
Yeah, Tracy Cuts and Greg Pop. That's.
Yeah.
Is that real? Yeah. Anyway.
I could see those on the marquee of an adult film in the 70s.
Definitely.
Like, yeah. That's.
I mean, or now even.
Even now.
Right?
And you got our Klondike Jones still doing the craft services.
They're Instagram stars.
Porn Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, is that a whole thing? Got to check it out.
Well, I got my weekend penciled in.
Who has their phone? Let's peep it. All right, well, that was a...
That was Make It Wet.
Got Get me hot wet. And bothered.
Very hot and bothered. Let's say we roll it on over to Virtual Sugar.
Let's do it. What's this all about?
Well, I'll tell you. We know you're not really single, but we want to see you in action. So let's want to go on an improvised date.
Oh,
so let's
great.
Just pretend we're all single for a moment.
Great, we're all single.
We're going to shuffle these names
up. Pick
a
name from a cup.
It's going to be either me, Diana, or Haas.
And we'll go on an improvised date.
Mm-hmm.
Show the world what you got.
Okay, I'm going on a date with Diana.
Yes.
I'm two in a row.
Dirty Diana, depending on...
No.
Yeah.
I'm killing.
You are crushing.
Yeah.
All right.
God, I'm terrible at this. This is going to be really sad. Everyone,
no, it's
going
to be great.
You said that about the credits, and then
I
you
did.
Got everybody
yeah,
wet.
Well,
so
yeah.
I see what you're running over
okay.
there.
Oops. All right, ready? Date begins now. Hello.
Hey.
How's it going?
Good. It's very nice to see you.
You too. A petting zoo is such an unusual date spot.
Yeah. I wanted you to, well, first of all, I love animals.
Mm.
And they just, when I see different animals and pet, like, you know, dogs and such.
Yeah.
I feel warm. So I was just hoping we could feel warm tonight.
Oh, yeah. That's so nice. It's such a nice way to put it.
Yeah.
I should tell you, though, I'm like very allergic to any animal dander.
To any animal dander.
Yeah. So
okay.
This is weird, but I'm going to have to zip myself up into this like plastic netting.
Oh, okay. I mean, we can go somewhere else. You want to go somewhere else?
No, I'll just put my net on and I'm just going to roll with it. I'm trying to try new things since I turned 40.
Oh, well, I'm glad that you're trying new things. I should have checked with you first to see if you were allergic. I apologize.
No, it's fine. I should have checked with you if you mind dating somebody covered in a net.
No, you wouldn't need to do that. I don't think you would need to do that necessarily. You have a thing that you have to deal with. You have to be in the net all the time?
Whenever I'm like within 200 miles of an animal.
200 miles of an animal?
Yeah.
So you have to wear the net at all times?
Yeah, I have to bathe in the net.
Birds are just everywhere.
Oh, yeah. Birds are a real doozy for me.
Yeah.
They cause my neck to swell up.
How do you do with insects? your neck to swell up with birds? Okay, good. I'm glad you put that on.
Well, it doesn't swell up like with birds. It swells up because of the birds.
Right.
There's no birds in my neck.
Right. Oh, okay, good.
I just want to clarify because, I mean, on top of the net, if you thought I had birds in my neck, I just...
I didn't think that.
I've just been single for so long.
No, it's okay. Hey, do you want to look? Look, there's a sheep.
Oh, my God. He's so cute.
Yeah.
You guys like my sheep?
Yeah, this is a great sheep.
Sorry, admiring my sheep.
Yeah. We're just here. We're on a date.
Cool.
Can I pet him through my netted hand?
Please. Yeah, I prefer people wear protection when they pet him. Otherwise, he gets frisky.
Oh, I didn't bring any. I don't have anything covering my hands.
Are you the Vine star? What? James? Third?
Yeah, that's me. I'm
they canceled the whole thing.
Yeah.
I've been jazzing off to you for years.
I'm sorry, you've been jazzing
to
off
your
to
vines.
Me?
Yeah,
I. That's
you're
makes
a Vine
me very
star.
Uncomfortable.
That's amazing.
I am. I'm on Vine. Well, I was.
Hey, 2.2 million followers.
Yeah, not anymore.
They closed it.
It's gone now.
And it's an erotic account.
No. No. It's just me talking about like showing different rooms of my house.
Yeah.
Can you jerk off to that?
You should see his den.
Yeah.
Wow.
The
den.
Mm-hmm. And the guest bathroom. It's a half bath,
bathroom?
But oh man, I went full. I didn't go half,
okay.
If you know what
I have
I'm
to
done.
Be honest, hearing this from you, I'm glad that they've closed down Vine. I didn't know that people were just jazzing off to it.
Hard.
Okay.
Free form.
Oh my God, your sheep
Ooh.
Bit me.
Oh, Gussie.
Oh my gosh.
Gussie's getting a little frisky.
Fuck well, you, Gussie.
Ooh, you're bleeding through the net there.
Are you all right? Here's
Oh, no. Gussie bit through my net.
Ooh, your neck is starting to get real thick.
I don't feel
hey,
so
can
good.
Can I shoot a vine with you while this... Can I do
no,
a
I have
private
to take
vine?
So I have to take care
good.
Of... She's swelling up.
Where do I see the video?
She's swelling up. No, use your phone to call 911.
This is a loop. I'm going to put this on a loop.
Call... Ooh. I think my phone just died. My phone just died. Please. Oh, no.
This is a nice private vine for me.
Oh, no.
Go. Oh, she doesn't look good.
No, she doesn't. Can you call?
Yeah, let me
someone?
Call. Well, first let me. I'm gonna upload this.
Don't do that first. Look at it.
But I gotta get it up. I'm afraid
she's
it'll.
She's swelling.
I gotta clear space on my phone. I think I want to take another one.
Oh no! Don't. No, oh, you can't.
Pretend you're in like the living room or the kitchen.
I'm not gonna pretend that I'm.
Tell my mother to fuck off.
Oh, she's dead. She's dead.
I'm gonna go ahead. I'm gonna tell her mother she loves her. I'm gonna
do
overstep
that.
My bounds.
You didn't call 911, and now you're gonna tell her.
I want to mend ways.
Don't do
from
that at all.
Wow.
You didn't help this situation in the slightest.
All right. Well, I got what I came for. Thank you for your wonderful vines over the years.
Right,
they got me through the tough times.
You're welcome.
And so the sheep handler put up one of the most successful sexy Instagrams ever.
Yeah.
Wow, we've never had a voiceover announcement.
No.
Epilogue.
The narrator closed.
Oh my God. Wow. That was really emotional.
That was an eventful
first. I was really sorry about what was happening to you.
I mean,
yeah, I was very
that allergy, like that woman wasn't long for this world.
No, she
is. 200 miles.
People are allergic to the sun and they're allowed to live.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yes.
What do they do?
They stay inside and wear special suits.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know how long. I don't know the oldest person
that survived
you know,
that. Yeah.
That survived. When I first heard about it, they only showed like kids. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right. How old are those kids
show.
Now?
Oh God. Well, they would be full adults at this point.
Let's look them up.
Couldn't you go underground like a mole person?
Yeah, but I think the vitamin deficiency. I guess if you get the proper supplements, because there's some things you'd be missing from the not seeing this.
Vitamin D. I mean, people get scurvy just from playing video games and eating Doritos and like not going outside or having orange juice.
That's true.
Wow.
So like, there's so many like gross things that people do to themselves.
Like I'm in danger of getting scurvy.
Might be, get a scurvy check.
A teen in Colorado got it recently, and they're like, "There's not been an American case of scurvy in like 100 years."
And wow.
He was just like playing video games and only drinking Pepsi and eating
you
Doritos.
You can't do that. Yep. But I think that's what I do. Except for the replace video games with like, you know, watching sci-fi shows or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of time on the couch though.
Jerking off on Instagram.
Yeah. A lot of just days and nights lost.
Just
no,
doing
we'd
that.
All be dead if that were the killer. Yeah. The silent killer. Well, I feel sad, and it's not just because that lady died.
No, no. It's... I feel sad because we got to say goodbye to James III.
Me too.
What? Let's do this forever.
I know. Let's just stick around here all day.
Get another six or a hard root beer. You, our listeners, do not have to say goodbye.
No.
Hit up James III Comedy. That's 3rdcomedy.com for all things James III.
Yes. And no, that's gone.
Stop by the UCB Theater in Chelsea most Tuesday evenings to catch him improvising on Harold Knight with some kid, and Friday nights at the UCB East Village performing with Cypher Sounds, and take it personal.
Yes, follow his social media adventures at James III Comedy and his dope podcast at Black Men Podcast. It's a wonderful program.
It is, and Thanksgiving is a great show.
Yep.
Series dropping.
Seriously.tv.
Yeah.
It's going to be around the holiday time.
Yeah, yeah.
Amy Sedaris. Chris Elliott, James III. It's
me and me.
the trifecta.
Like that. Yes. That is the way they build the show.
I've heard that. We also legally have to thank our producer, Banksy. That's Ben Hosley.
And our mama, UCB Comedy, for hosting us. Tweet at us at Menage Radio. Email us, menagetoi.radio@gmail.com. Send us those Instagrams, those Vines.
Yeah. Do you guys jerk off to Instagram? Let us know.
Yeah. Tweet at Instagram. I jerk off to you.
Thank you. We'll get the message.
Yeah.
Alright. Some people are allergic to the sun, I guess.
Yeah. Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Sexiest list of credits I've ever seen.
Peck Pryor. Where are you now? Woo!
There's a little mustard left in this hot dog.
Oh, hey. No. Don't say it like that.
Jesus Christ.
Nope. Can't have a hot dog for the month of November
now.
Yeah,
not at all.
There goes Thanksgiving. Thanks.
You're welcome. All right, guys. Well, I'm ready.
Great.
This has been a UCB Comedy production. Check out our other shows on the UCB Comedy Podcast Network. We'll be right back.